you better work.
All right.
When I'm walking, I strap my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go wild, like a blister in the sun. Let me go wild.
Man, I know you're the one.
Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and joining us today, comedian, friend in real life, and host of the Billionaires Are Good Podcast, it's Dave Ross, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, motherfucking
Hello, Dave.
Ross.
Thank you for singing that song. I like that song.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for thanking us for singing that song.
You're welcome.
Big hands, I know you're the one.
Nobody ever thanks us for singing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, nobody really likes it.
Not even me, and I'm always doing it.
Yeah.
When I edit the pod, I go,
yikes.
We're really bad at singing. Male audience members.
If you could sing, would you do stand-up?
No.
No, same. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
I wouldn't.
No.
I would
I'd
not.
Sing.
Being up there singing sounds horrible, man.
Really? I think it sounds so much
And then everyone
better.
Just stares at you.
But you
and
can
afterward
sing.
They clap. What a nightmare.
But you can sing someone else's song.
You could.
You don't have to think anything for yourself.
Yeah, and you're shielded by your instrument if you play an instrument at the same time.
Yeah, but nobody has to know that they don't agree with you because you can just sing an Adele song.
But you also don't know if they like you for that exact reason.
Oh,
but
you have to know that everyone likes
you,
Dave.
If you don't know that they like you,
you
can
please everybody.
If you don't know that they like you, you can assume
exact
they
opposite.
Like you.
That's true. That's true. You are kind of a shitty bitch, which I've always loved about you.
We love a shitty bitch. We love a messy bitch who
I'm
lives
the,
for
The Roger Stone of comedy. They've always said that. Everybody fucking hates me, and I love it, dude. And I dress like a fucking moron. This is not for the I gotta change into this stuff. This is just what I wear.
Right. Yeah, we'll give you
I wear this stupid fucking hat. No, this great hat that I like.
It's okay.
I like it.
Good.
Thank you.
You do not shy from getting into a little beef or sharing the way you feel with people, which I've always loved about you. Yes,
I don't
for
think
sure.
Yeah,
that is actually a really nice compliment because I don't see myself that way. To me, I'm like, I'm afraid of confrontation.
You and I have talked about this before because you've told me like, I don't like telling people how I feel. And I've been like, this, and you do it all the time.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, I definitely do it. If I don't do it, then I will not be able to sleep at night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, sure.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, all right.
It's a good thing.
I actually think one of my all-time fave riffing seshes in all of stand-up comedy was maybe a few weeks after my dad died.
We were all
sitting in at the gutter
in
Williamsburg.
I
was off my fucking rocker. I was like,
why?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
And that was the first time Maddie Wiener met me, and I was like, what a showing my whole energy. And we were doing Andrew Dice Clay talking about how my dad got a pussy. Like, my dad
got a
pussy transplant.
That's right.
Yeah. And the mortician had to, like, tell
had
me.
Had to break it to the family. Yeah. The coroner had to be like, so we finished the makeup or whatever, but there is something that I don't really know how to say this. This has never happened before, but your dad does have a pussy.
It's the most beautiful pussy I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's right.
It's the most beautiful
pussy
you've ever seen.
What is it about the gutter? There's something about the gutter where when you're hanging out there for more than an hour, just the things that come out of your mouth
you go crazy.
There's Molly in the water.
There's Molly in the water.
That's what it is.
Everyone's just, whoever
there
goes there.
There is like a weird frenetic energy in there.
Yeah. Well, the comics who go there are all funny. I think it's just as simple
as
that.
It might just
probably
be that, yeah.
We were yelling, hickory dickory dock, your dad's pussy used to be a cock. I fully was on another planet.
Damn, that's so funny.
We were screaming
it's so funny that Dave and I obviously didn't remember that. And if that happened in anyone else's life, they would remember it forever
for
and talk about
rest
it all the time.
Their lives. Like, the craziest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
But for us, it was for sure just a Wednesday.
Yeah. It was healing me. I needed to be crazy.
Your dad's beautiful pussy.
My dad's
is
beautiful
beautiful funny. Pussy.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and ray. A spider came up and said, "Your dad is a fucking pussy now."
And it's beautiful.
And it's beautiful.
Who's the surgeon on this pussy?
Yeah.
Aren't you embarrassed you didn't know about your dad's pussy? Were you even close?
Is that Madagascar now?
Oh, yeah, because we started talking about, like, you were obviously grieving, but grieving a person
that I had a bad relationship with.
That you had
with.
A bad relationship yeah. with. It's always, like, such a complicated grieving
yeah.
process.
Yeah,
and,
it's fucked.
So we were talking about, like, I think, yeah, it just came to, like, would it be easier
if
you found out he had a beautiful pussy?
It would add a texture
Dude,
to it.
Dude, because I was thinking, like, yeah, one day.
It would be distracting in a nice way.
Yeah.
It's obviously, it's weird with my parents. And I think, like, when they die, if I find out that actually my mom had a cock and my dad had a pussy,
I mean,
that it would paint them in a completely
yeah,
different
light. Yeah, I think you would
like them more. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I found
it would explain so many things.
I don't know if you would love them more, but you would like them more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you love your parents, but how much do you really like them?
I do wonder, too, like, for all, like, are the boomers and Gen X, like, how frustrated they are in general? Like,
yeah.
How
yeah.
many of them are just trans and they're
yeah.
like, "Oh,
right.
why'd think- you move the yogurt?" But it's like,
and it's like, "You're trans." Yeah, I think half of them are trans and the other half have lead poisoning, and they're all
be a little above.
And they're all yeah. just fucking like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. If my dad was trans and not an asshole, what a
cooler
character,
what a, cool, what a
more
cool
tragic
mom.
Yeah, right. My mom.
You know what? You know what I think is so chic. Mm. When a dad transitions into a woman and is like, "I'm still dad."
Yeah.
I think that's so cool and chic.
Yeah. The Will Ferrell did a doc recently where yeah. his, the head writer of SNL transitioned and he like went around the country with him as his friend to like reintroduce him and have him go to like dive bars and stuff like that. And they had an interview with his kids and the one of them was
her
like,
kids?
"You're still my, her kids, yes." Then they're like, "You're still my dad." Nice hero of the pod over there. They're like, "You're still my dad."
I just
like,
wanted to not get in trouble with
yeah.
the head writer of SNL who's trans.
Yes.
I don't want to make an enemy of a
I want to be in trouble with her, for the record.
Yeah, but
I would
not,
like
but
her to know
for...
that I do understand her gender, but also,
that's what I was
fuck
gonna
you.
Say. Yeah. not for the transphobic reasons, for my personality.
For yeah. my job. Yeah. But yeah, Dave, you really, that was the beginning of our, I was early on in our friendship and I was like, "Oh, this guy
yeah,
fucking
totally.
Rips."
Yeah,
it was great, so.
You want friends who will say that your dead dad had a pussy.
Yeah. You need that. You need that.
Honestly, not to get too down, but there hasn't been enough of that lately,
yeah.
you know? Something about the past year, I haven't been talking about my dad's pussy that much.
I know.
And I honestly mean that. I feel like I moved to New York, and for a solid year, it was my dad's pussy this,
my
and my dad's
right.
pussy that. And now all of a sudden, it's just my mom's pussy,
yeah.
you know?
And my dad's cock.
My dad's
yeah,
stupid
totally.
Cock.
Both of which I suck. By the way, and
well,
and I
son.
Do mean that.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah
and they're
yeah.
both
that
alive.
Us to our first segment, if you had to fuck one of your parents, which would it be?
Dead.
Just kidding.
Oh, hey, you really are a big gay woman. Huh?
I'm a gig bay woman.
Woman.
It's
uh-huh.
true.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't personally have an opinion on whether or not I would fuck my mom or dad, but I have had a dream about fucking my dad. So
I
it
have
would
too.
Be.
Nice.
Have you?
May he rest in peace. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like anyone you have like turmoil with, you're gonna fuck him in your dreams at
yes,
some point.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, or like something weird is gonna happen.
Yeah. Totally.
You know?
Yeah. Turmoil is a big part of that time period.
That's why I keep fucking Big Bird.
you guys,
a lot of turmoil.
You
everybody,
you can just be a furry, Dave. We'll accept you.
Yeah. What if you were yeah. a big furry?
Yeah.
I'm not a furry. If it's actually a bird,
right?
Then
right,
I'm,
right.
you know, just gross.
Then
I just break the law and I'm a horrible
bird is
person.
Actually a bird.
Yeah. Haven't you seen that show? Show me.
I mean, you do, Dave.
There's not a single person who lives on Sesame Street. I've seen the show.
That's a fair point. You're making cogent fair points.
It's like vampires
so
and, you know, eagles and shit.
You idiot.
Whatever Elmo is.
Yeah, what is Elmo?
Monster.
Just a little guy. Monster.
A little guy, yeah.
Little monster nice boy. Monster.
Yeah.
I like him.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to tickle him for some reason.
We're a bunch of little monster boys, I would
say. That's
right. He's nice.
Yeah, little monster boy weirdos.
I like when Elmo gets a little shitty. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
When he gets a little shitty attitude, I love that.
Oh, really?
He's got this like character in his life who's a rock. And everyone around him treats the rock like it's a person. Elmo's running around going, "It's a fucking rock!" And I really like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Me, me, me voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fucking rock. He goes, "Rocco's a rock. Elmo's a boy. Big Bird's a bird, and I fuck him."
Consensually.
Hey, Elmo's three.
Oh yeah. Really?
Let's not make Elmo fuck things.
No, we've already done a lot of inappropriate fuck stuff right
off
the top.
That's right. Well, us adults, we can talk about fucking our family.
Yes.
That's not weird.
Elmo's a boy.
He's a boy. Boys don't fuck rocks.
He's just a boy.
Adults fuck their parents. Hello.
In their grave with their beautiful pussy.
These are traditional conservative values.
My dad would be able to get a really snatched pussy with the amount he had.
Yeah.
That would have been a nicer pussy than me, and then I'd have to unravel that whole fucking thing.
Well,
it feels like what you're telling
us
right now is that you have a good pussy guy.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I have fake tits, and I got a great pussy guy.
You need a pussy guy?
Yeah.
I don't,
I
actually.
A pussy guy.
But if I ever meet somebody who needs a nice pussy,
you ever meet
you
a guy who's like a pussy guy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Guys who like...
You're like, let me see your pussy.
I love pussy.
As opposed to like ass and tits, that's what you're saying?
Guys who are like, all I want to do is eat fucking pussy.
Yeah.
And it's
like,
well, you don't have to say that to people you're not having sex with.
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
a pick-me.
Just kind of like mining my brain for this. So obviously there's any type of person out there. But that seems like the type of thing you do when you're very insecure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
And a way
I
to be
some
like.
Some of them probably mean it.
They must. Yeah,
but
there must be people that are just into it.
It's weird to say it.
I don't like it when it comes from an ugly person.
Bingo.
I am like, I don't. You with sexual things I don't enjoy because it's yuck.
It is disgusting. This might be problematic.
But isn't that the case for literally everything kinky?
Yes. Well,
if you're not attracted
say,
to them, you're like, gross.
Respectfully, don't talk about kinky things if you're a four.
Yeah,
you're
also,
making me feel sick.
I think because we do stand-up, a lot of our friends are like very open about their sexuality.
Yeah.
So then sometimes someone who's like fucking really ugly is like telling you about sex they had, and you have to be like, that's awesome.
You know what's funny that happens amongst dudes in stand-up, and maybe you've seen this, maybe not, but I have like stand-up is on the one hand, like when guys hang out, at least the guys I hang out with, people tend to be like softies, and honestly, the male stand-ups I hang out with are less likely than the female stand-ups I hang out with to talk about
sex.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. Because, they're all softy cucks. Yeah.
Female comedians are dogs.
But then as a result, like, the ones that talk about sex, it's really awkward, and they became masculine recently.
Yeah.
And so you'll just be, like, five dudes standing around, and just a guy that you just know lives in fear. It's just like, I went out with this girl last night, then I fucked her. And you're just like, oh, God.
Totally, dude. totally, for sure, dude. That's awesome.
The word fucked, it's just something about just saying I fucked her over and over.
Yeah. I also think that, like, in our sort of friend group, all of the women are, like, borderline queer.
Sure.
If not fully.
Yeah.
So when women talk about having sex, everybody's, like, a little into it.
For sure,
like, everybody's like, I don't hate picturing you getting fucked.
Yeah. Right.
But then when, like, a guy we're friends with is like, and then I fucked her, we're like, ew, with your pig dick?
I hate your pig dick.
I thought you had a nice, nice pussy up until now.
Yeah. I thought you had a beautiful pussy.
I thought you had my dad's pussy, and now you're telling me about your dick? There's also this, oh my God, the perfect example of this. There's a video, I can't remember what it is, not the cut, but like one of these, where they put two people together and like one of them has a crush on the other one, or there's sort of like revealing thing that they do facing each other. And one of them was a guy who clearly had a crush on his like best female friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I feel this way about you. And she was all like, and like he was just such a pig. And, when she was like, thank you, no, thank you. At the very end, he was like, I love to eat pussy. And it was just like, oh! You think you're you're selling it?
Yeah, I don't think these guys understand that you don't want a guy you don't find attractive to eat your pussy.
Right, right.
Like, I'm sure there's some men out there who would let, like, a busted dog pig lady suck their cock.
Holy shit. Holy moly,
yeah, welcome to the bod.
What a fucking... I'd no longer want to be here.
Some JK.
Collections of words are just too much for me, I guess. I'm 42 years old. I really thought I'd heard it all. I speak English. It's my first language.
Remember how you were just talking about how the women you're friends with are more crass than the men you're
No, you're...
What, you don't
busted dog pig lady? Is that what you said?
A busted dog pig lady.
Really? That is really funny.
Anyway, my point is, do you remember that there was a guy that you were friends with that I met who kept offering me my pussy while I did his podcast?
Yes.
What?
I'm no longer friends with this person. But
he was ugly.
Oh my god, I
want to
know who the fuck that was.
I'll tell you later.
I do too. I don't
Dude.
Well, I'll give you one fucking guess.
Yeah. Well, there is also like the bar low for men to do anything sexually for women. So when they trot out the I eat pussy, it's kind of like, look at what we're
doing. Okay, right.
Look who's
totally.
A feminist now. Huh?
Oh, lucky
it's
girl.
Like,
and it's also they have this tone where they're like, yeah, I love to eat pussy even though it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what? Who said it was disgusting? You're like, I don't like it here.
I do feel like we're in this weird era of, like, nobody seems to understand that, like, just the regular version of something is what regular people are looking for.
Bingo.
Like, everyone who was like, it's so fucked up that men don't eat pussy, and all the men that were like, it's gross to eat pussy, the reactions to all that were so psycho, and this is one of them.
Yeah.
I eat pussy. It's like, we just want you to just add it to the repertoire, dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of the things
honestly,
down for.
Yeah. You don't even really have to eat pussy. The subtext is... We just want you to care
about the coming.
Just care about the coming.
Yeah, totally.
And whatever gets you there.
Right.
You know?
It really doesn't need to be a big showy deal on either side at all.
It doesn't need to be a big showy deal at all.
Totally. Even if, like, obviously we're all people. If someone truly doesn't like it and they care about how you feel, you're not going to be like, eat my pussy or die, you little bitch.
Yeah, I'm not
Though I am going to say that to my girlfriend soon.
Yes. and my late father.
Yeah, I have a pussy now and they both need to know.
Yeah,
and you're late. Yeah, we'll tell him.
Yeah, we'll
thank
tell
you.
Him.
It's
huge. Someone should really count up how many times you guys have said it.
Eat my pushy.
I think someone, now that you said that, someone will in the comments.
It's got to be over 150.
And that's
no
the pie.
Wait, which specifically?
Minutes?
Having a pussy?
Just the word pussy.
The word pussy. Oh, yeah.
Marijuana.
Wait, what is this?
What's the young guy?
I heard this.
Andy Milonakis. Pussy, marijuana.
Young guy. It's so funny to call him young guy. That's the opposite 40. Of what
he's 50 and he looks like
little
a baby.
Little guy.
You know who I don't want eating my pussy? Is that fucking guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I don't know. He's funny.
Pussy, marijuana. He'd be good, probably.
Yeah, he probably eats the... Anyway.
Should we
do the show?
Let's do the show. Let's open. We want to do.
Should we start the show?
We want to do a seg. We'll start with yours.
What was it?
Restaurant.
Oh yeah. Speaking of eating.
Very nice. Woo, look at that transition.
I can do a segue. I respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you're dating a woman.
Or friends with anyone.
If you've ever known
this is
anyone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If you,
Dave, if you have any friends, so you
if
might want to leave.
Literally any relationships at
if
all.
If you've ever known anyone in your life, just pick a fucking restaurant. Enough
oh my God.
Of this back and forth with the fucking restaurant. Just pick a damn restaurant and tell me where we're going.
Yes.
I'd even take it further and say with anything. Pick anything.
Anything.
The worst question in the world is, okay, well, what do you want?
What do you
the
feel
discourse.
Like?
If it goes, what do you want? I don't know, what do you want? Over, someone pick.
Over, why are we even hanging out in the first fucking place?
Yes.
Right.
I can't handle this restaurant fucking bullshit with the open DoorDash app on the phone.
Oh, my God.
And just an hour of looking at it and being like, well, we had Thai last week. I hate it.
We had Thai last week is a really telling sentence.
It's a death rattle to the end of a relationship.
Last week was so long ago.
Totally. Also, your life needs more, buddy.
Last week has nothing to do with right now. But you just don't want to say, I don't want Thai food.
because you don't
want to. Which is so weird because you're so allowed to not want Thai food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point is, just tell me what you fucking do want.
If you don't want Thai food, you got to come up with another suggestion.
Right. Thank you. You have to want Mexican thing. Food.
Well, it's also it's a give and take between the two people. Somebody needs to be picking more than the other one.
Yes.
Or you both need to be willing to be decisive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if someone's not, I don't want Thai. And then you just sit there and stare at me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to pick.
Yes.
And then you don't get to be upset about what I pick.
So this is my thing. I have a disease where I don't know what I want to eat ever at any point in my life. I don't know what I want. I don't know. And I'm not going to make a decision. Okay. And I know that I'm saying to the opposite of this, but my point is I have expressed that to my boyfriend. So what he does...
So he just gets to pick whenever
he picks the fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tells me, I don't know what I want to eat, but I do know what I don't want to eat. And that, I know that that's annoying. I know that that's like classic every girl, and I know I get it, blah, blah, blah. So what he does is he tells me three restaurants that he wants.
Right. Yeah.
And I tell him what I don't want, and then he goes, well, then we're getting burritos.
Right.
And I go, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Allie and I have a very good... like relationship to this too.
Yeah.
It's not, I think both of us
Allie's Dave's girlfriend, not his dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it was your dog?
Yeah. Yeah. My dog and I, we mutually understand just how much the other one likes what they like.
Thai food.
Yeah, totally. My dog and I eat Thai food every day. I'm broke and the dog is dead.
Allie also was on the show. You guys
yeah,
know her.
That's right. Yeah. She's so funny. I liked her episode a lot, too, because she talked shit about something that we all think about.
We got real edgy.
Go back to the Allie O'Neill. Pause this. Listen to Allie O'Neill's episode.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done follow Dave on everything.
Yes.
Go follow
come
Allie.
Out, come back and find out how that girl likes to order food.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're really, we had a conversation about it early on where it was like, let's not let this get too far.
Yes.
And there isn't one of us that is more not picked than the other, like in yours.
Yeah.
But we do, like, one person says, what are you feeling? And then if the other person says, I'm not really feeling like anything, the first person picks.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
It needs to end.
It needs to end.
Somebody needs to pick a fucking restaurant.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
I've done this in relationships where it's taken so long that the restaurants start closing.
Yes.
What are we doing?
And then you're like, I don't even want to hang out with you that much.
I know.
I mean, this is how I knew that I loved my boyfriend or was super interested in the beginning. He goes, I'm only dating you, and that doesn't mean that you can't date other people, but I'm just telling you that.
You picked a restaurant and it was your pussy.
Yay.
Nice, dude.
I said pussy again.
Hell yeah, pussy.
Female comedians, pigs. and he would just like, he just makes me food. He's just like, we are now eating.
My boyfriend
You're
does
a baby,
that too.
And here is your food.
My boyfriend will, I will go to his house while he's at work, and I'll wait in his room, and then he will come home with groceries, and he'll say, this is what I'm making you for dinner.
I mean.
And I go,
that's
thank
great.
You.
Yeah.
Because I make decisions all day.
Decisions suck.
Yes.
I make decisions all day about what I'm going to say on my little stupid podcast and what I'm going to say into a stupid little microphone and how to do my bangs.
Top three. Lizzie Cassidy. Top three.
And it's nice when someone's just like, here's what you're going to eat.
This is the main thing I dislike about watching TV right now. I so preferred flipping around and being like, oh, Shawshank's on again.
Dude, totally.
Dude, that's also pick a restaurant coding.
Yeah.
You have to sit with your significant other and say no to 11 TV shows.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
The way my boyfriend and I combat this is we watch two episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race, then one episode of The Sopranos, and nobody gets to be mad at anybody for being on their phone.
Perfect.
You know what Allie and I have been doing lately?
So watching the show I like and you're on your phone, I can't say anything.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But the one thing we can do is we'll go, hey, you're going to want to see this.
Yeah.
But you don't get to get mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a one media guy. I'm Silence of the Lambs all day, every day.
You only watch Silence of the Lambs?
I mostly watch Silence of the Lambs.
You should scan your brain.
And Silence of the Lambs is Andrea's dog, is the weird thing.
Not her girlfriend.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's one of the...
Not even like the bad sequels or anything?
I will watch the bad sequels,
okay.
But I feel very comforted by Silence of the Lambs. There's something that just, it hits my brain in a certain way.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Oh, I love it. It's so... you know, it's maybe the only
lotion in the basket, like how the kids are saying, put the fries in the bag. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
But like somebody's like mouthing off on TikTok.
Oh, shit. It puts the lotion in the basket.
No, the comments will be like, hey, man, just put the fries in the bag. Like, implying that he works at Wendy's and is having some sort of mental health crisis.
Got it.
So anyway, put the lotion in the basket.
I mean, so it's like, I'm going to make Andrea nuggets and a vegetable thing. I'm going to sit her down, and she's going to watch Silence of the Lambs till 4 a.m.
Yes.
And that's what keeps the baby happy.
We've already talked about how my boyfriend follows an Instagram account called Easy Meals for Toddlers, and then he makes
Is that so funny? Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. That's amazing.
And he'll like put cauliflower in a blender and tell me it's mac and cheese. And I eat it. Well, no, he doesn't do that, but he does like... Yeah, I just like things that are very simple.
Yeah.
And I don't like a lot of fuss and whatever. I sent you a picture after we talked about this the first time. I sent you a picture of a plate with chicken nuggets, rice, and baby carrots with ranch.
And that's love.
And I was like,
that's incredible,
dude. That's all I need.
It is fun, though.
You eat Lunchables every day.
No, I have Lunchables in my fridge for real.
It is fun that we're all in relationships and our significant other, none of you, and you probably are one of the people who know me the best in the whole world, knew about my little Silence of the Lambs thing.
Yeah.
Because there's a tiny inner layer. Yeah, you've known me for 10 years.
I had no idea.
There's a tiny inner layer to people's personality that only their significant other sees.
Isn't that so weird?
And it's so weird and fun and fascinating.
I think that's because of sex.
Sure. You're like, I'll tell you about
this. I mean, this guy's seen my fucking butthole.
Right.
He's going to know that I just want chicken nuggets.
But some people hide that.
Some people hide their butthole.
Yeah. A lot of people hide their butthole.
A lot of people hide that. A lot of people are never known.
Lord knows I do.
Yeah.
And I just had Thai food.
I bet you it's brutal.
I didn't mean it that way, and I was just talking. Sometimes two things just pop up together, you know? I really didn't mean anything by it.
Well, this also, what this behavior is, the not picking the restaurant behavior, is a little bit weaponized incompetence. Mm-hmm. There's like a little like, well, you just do it for me.
Yeah, and I've also dated guys who just like want to be mad at you for everything.
Yeah.
So they won't like do anything.
Yeah. Ugh. And it's fucking annoying as shit. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big part of it too that's like a fear of doing something wrong, which is one something I think we can all relate to. Like I don't think in a grand sense I judge people for it, but I do think it's a massive problem.
Yes.
That creates massive problems for other people and it's a thing you have to really check in yourself. And like there was a summer where I worked at the Minolta camera factory in New Jersey.
Love it.
And I rose through the ranks of the laborers there simply by making decisions.
Yes.
And I remember by the end of 3 months, they were like, why are you our boss? And I was like, I don't know. I just said put the box over there.
Yeah. I was a social media intern at a comedy club, and then 2 months later, I was the manager. Because I was like, hey, that guy shouldn't stand there.
Yeah, you just have to like, it is terrifying that you'll get in trouble. We've all been yelled at, and getting yelled at is a fucking nightmare.
Getting yelled at is one of the worst things that can happen.
And so it definitely scares us all
into
submission.
Especially when you deserve it.
Getting yelled at when you deserve it is
like, I think I'd rather poop my pants in public.
This is the worst thing about getting older. Like, I feel like for me, it happened around 30, where I started to realize that there are almost no situations in which I am correct.
I love a man for that.
Dude, that when you and then you start looking back through your life and all the times that you were defensive and you're like,
I was wrong. Well, that is defensive is such a male, stereotypically male quality, I find.
What?
Yeah.
You are out of your mind.
Oh, one of your friends telling you that.
Now look,
you're fucking
men
dumb,
are
lady.
Defensive.
Why?
But see?
Why?
But I have had plenty of women in my life who've been very defensive.
I think generally people are defensive, but it's, you know, it's a fun little manipulation that I used to do when I was a bad person.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
I would go, I don't even want to tell you because you're going to be all defensive about it.
Oh, my God,
and then they don't get to be even if they're right.
Yeah.
And then you tell them what you're mad about and they can't go, I didn't do that, because you just accuse them of being defensive. So they have to be like, I hear you.
I see.
And I'm going to have to politely disagree with that.
Yeah, I have been called defensive when I was simply like rationally and legitimately upset at somebody for doing something that hurt my feelings.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. Just by being like, hey, I didn't like that. Why are you getting all defensive?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, I mean like in a grand sense, absolutely. Like we're all always fucking up.
Yes.
And dude, when someone calls you out and they're correct. And you really fucked.
You just have to sit in your stinky diaper.
No, dude. Man, I've been calling people diaper related things recently a lot.
I like it. Yeah.
I was saying diaper boy before we recorded, and I do think that needs to be more of a thing.
Who was a diaper boy? In your
Alex Jones is who we were talking about.
We're talking about.
We had never said it that way, and I think
famously
that's,
a diaper boy.
That is what those guys. Anyone who's freaking out on the internet is a big diaper boy. And these
unless
conservative
it's on their podcast.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Unless it's us.
Yeah, unless it's me or you.
Unless
too.
It's us on our podcast.
Yeah. there are people on the right. I mean, there's lots of diaper boys on the left.
Yeah.
But it's really, you got to be right wing to really be a diaper boy.
To truly sit in your stinky little turd diaper.
Because it's such a, they'll never admit that it's a diaper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're like, it's, you know, it's a
at least
golden
on the left,
fist.
They'll be like, this diaper's itchy.
Right.
All right. I mean, this brings us to a segment that you were talking about.
Why don't
which
we
I
take a little break ski and come back?
Take a little break ski?
A break ski.
We take a break.
Right?
Yeah.
31.
Let's do it. All right, and we're back, diaper boys, tampon
girls.
Welcome
back, diaper boys, tampon girls.
My dad's big sloppy pussy.
And dirty non-binary people.
There we go. I like how inclusive you are with your shit metaphors.
We're pigs for everyone.
We're
the people's pigs.
Toilet people.
So Dave had a hot take, which really I fucking love.
Oh, yeah.
Opened it up the floor.
Respectfully.
Thank you.
Nobody knows what triggering is. Nobody in the world is actually aware of what it actually is, except for like 10 people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I like.
And all 10 of those people have written a book about it that no one's reading.
Totally. Yeah. It is a very real thing that literally everyone on earth experiences.
Yes.
It is a very real thing that we should be paid attention to. We should be caring for each other in this way. Trigger warnings were created for a very real reason, and they've been abused on all sides in every way.
Diaper
if you
boys
get
love
a little bit upset, you're not fucking triggered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Triggering, it's happened to me, I think, maybe one time in my life, maybe two, or maybe sometimes I'm not recalling two, but triggering
also,
is when like
levels.
Something occurs in front of you that causes a trauma response in your brain that you cannot control, that causes you to not be able to speak sometimes. You like, your body like feels like it's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You basically have a full panic attack or some sort of like PTSD attack and you need to go manage it. And most people, when they get triggered, they go manage it, you know?
Yes. Just
you like, and look, I do like a world in which we are trying to understand what everybody goes through and try to take care of each other. And to that end, I think trigger warnings about the most horrible things people go through are really, really worthwhile.
Especially when those horrible things are very common.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there are so many people on the left who are just like, I'm triggered. And you're really fucking not. You just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's okay, too. Just say that. And then obviously, these diaper boys on the right are just like, oh, are you triggered? And like, you, buddy, you have been triggered so many times
all
in your life.
All you are is triggered.
You get worked up by
In their definition of trigger.
Yes, exactly.
That's where they live.
Yes.
In my definition, they're just really upset.
Yeah,
but
maybe they
are.
Been, but I don't know. I don't know what they're.
But they're clearly you said that. I can't say that. Well, now I have to. I want to say that. My favorite one, too, is that they get worked up. They're like, you said I can't say that. I just said that. Why can't I say that? And it's like, wait, you said.
You just said it.
You said it.
I never said you couldn't say it. I said, I don't like when you say it.
Totally. And it's these two morons, these diaper boys and tampon girls, one being like, you can't say that. The other one saying, yes, I can. And no one's triggered. They're just sad.
They're just upset.
And they're the same. And they should hang out.
And it's also the same thing as like people on the internet who are like, the example I can think of is there's people who have a phobia surrounding throwing up, right? Mm-hmm. I get it. It really upsets you when people throw up. That's totally cool. Whatever. But I've seen videos where people get mad that somebody didn't put a trigger warning because they mentioned throw up.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff is tough because it's like a fine line, right? It's tough to know what the line is.
This is what
what something is that is so severe it warrants a trigger warning.
Yes.
But that is definitely not it.
My point was going to be, one day you will be a grown-up and somebody is going to throw up in front of you.
Yeah.
And that sucks that it makes you that upset, but you are going to have to deal with it, you know?
We all live in the world.
The reason I chose that example is because people can't choose when they throw up.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if my trigger is people talking about a specific thing, I can ask people not to do that. But you can't really ask sick people not to throw up.
That's true, but also
So you have to self-regulate a little bit, you know?
In your example about asking people what not to say, you also are going to be around people pretty constantly that you're don't have a relationship with, so you can't ask that of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think my biggest thing with this, like, with this idea is people are ignoring. I think something about being able to be very online and choose all of what you see throughout the day and then all of these mechanisms that are just like designed to keep you in a bubble so they can sell products to you, they teach people that they don't have to ever see something they don't want to see, and that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to interact with the world in order to live, and I'm sorry. I wish you didn't have to.
Yes.
I'm sorry it's hard for you, but the only answer is to learn coping mechanisms.
Yes.
You can't expect the world to come to you about every little thing. You can about big things, and we will try.
Yeah.
But also, even in this world where we're trying to help you, not everyone will, because there's cunts out there.
Yeah.
And you should learn to deal with that.
Yeah, my point was, even in the most ideal circumstance, even in a conversation where it's you and someone who fucking cares about you, and you have the ability to be like, I really don't like when you talk about this, right? Even then, you can't stop that person from having a bodily reaction to something.
Sure, yeah.
So there's just certain things where it's like, it's just going to fucking happen, you know? There are people, okay, like this is a sad example that's going to bum us all out for a second, but whatever. We all have a friend that we were very close to who tragically died in a bike accident, and it really fucked with me. It really, really fucked me up. And I have to see people all the time riding those bikes without helmets, riding electric bikes without helmets, and it really fucks me up. Mm-hmm. But I don't run around the streets of New York being like, God, could somebody warn me when they're coming?
I know.
I just have to go home and deal with it. You know what I mean?
Totally. I have a suicide joke that I love. And one of the reasons I like doing it, I guess I don't, this isn't something, it's not like a feeling I enjoy, but I like doing it cosmically because I think people need to hear it from me. There aren't a lot of, there's not a lot of subject matter that is dicey or edgy that I can speak on confidently because there's only the certain amount of things that I've gone through, right?
Yeah.
But one thing that I have gone through is suicidal thoughts. And one thing that I've experienced is losing people to suicide.
Yeah.
Numerous of my friends have taken their own life. I lost two people in the pandemic, and I have considered and like dug and like clawed through suicidal feelings and thoughts and ideation a lot in my life. And
brother.
So me, what's that?
I said samesies,
yeah,
brother.
Dude. Yeah, that's why we're friends. I mean, what the fuck? That's actually what the joke about. The joke is about
I love this joke.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It's like, don't kill yourself, but you gotta want to.
Sure, we're gonna be cool.
Yeah, because you're not
cool. Are you gonna be the kind of guy who doesn't want
You don't want to? Yeah, yeah. You like it? What the fuck? That's the joke.
Yeah,
and
so
funny. People will get mad at me. And every now and then talk shit to me about it. And a lot of crowds will just not accept it.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, like, you don't get to fucking tell me that.
Yeah.
And my friends are dead. And people bringing up suicide and talking about suicide and advocating against suicide, it doesn't, like, make me cry and go into a corner because I was forced to deal with it.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. You got to deal with it.
Yeah.
There's a thing about trigger. There's a few things about triggering. One thing that people don't understand about triggering, and one is, like, something I have had such insight about, smell.
Smell
the craziest, most powerful way to be triggered. Like, a lot of people are like you said, someone's talking about something, someone's at, like, approaching you in a way that's eliciting emotion. the most triggered I will ever be is if I'm in a hospital.
Yeah.
And I smell. Oh, shit. Because I had like so many traumatic childhood times in a hospital. I get a whiff of that bleach situation.
Yeah.
And I'm on another fucking planet. That being said, like, bleach happens in life.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
And so I have to know that about myself. And just
put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, bleach happens.
Bleach happens.
Bleach
in
happens,
life,
baby. Your friends die, right. And bleach happens.
And then the other side of that, right, is that like we know that now,
mm-hmm.
and like you're the people who love you in your yeah. life will try to create a situation in which you experience that less.
Yes.
Yeah. Which you can ask your partner to not clean with bleach.
Totally.
Yeah. You know?
And if you are in a place regularly, you can ask, like, if you're in a classroom or if yeah. you like work at a club, you can sure. be like, hey, can you do me this favor? And then they should do that for you if they yeah. are trying to take yes. care of you. But it is like, yeah, you
can't
expect the whole world to come to you.
But you can't walk into a small business where you've never met anyone and yeah. be like, oh my God.
Is there bleach
yeah.
happening?
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
you know that mm-hmm. some people don't like bleach? And they're like, sorry, we were trying to not give you COVID.
Do you guys notice too
that... Wait, what business was that?
all of them during the pandemic.
It was the Popeyes by my yeah. house, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I was picturing like a little craft place. Yeah.
Okay.
Where yeah. they like clean with like a like sort of watered down bleach solution.
Like a lavender. Well,
oh, I see. Yeah.
There's also like, I would Aww. Argue that people on the right being violently upset all of the time.
That's their thing.
You are triggered. And also a lot of the times right. I feel like a lot of these people have internalized bullshit. A lot of the time homophobia from mm-hmm. men on the right.
Transphobia.
So gay panic is just people on the right being triggered by their own bullshit.
Yeah.
And you need to look inward and figure out what the fuck's going on with you.
The Nile is a river in Egypt.
Nice,
your husband
dude.
Is gay.
Right. And not.
It's actually a really good point that that's triggering. Like if someone says something and you uncontrollably turn red and scream.
Yes. Yeah. You're triggered.
What the hell?
Yeah. Like, are you all right? That's the other funny thing about the Diaper Boys mm-hmm. is that there's no one around them going like, what the fuck?
Oh,
like,
I know.
Everyone's like,
because
totally.
Because they're scary.
Yeah.
The thing about them is they have guns and want to hurt people and are okay with people being hurt.
Yeah.
Like, they're not explicitly saying that they want to hurt people, but they're being like, well, if a trans kid kills itself, whatever.
Right.
And you're like, well, now you're scary.
Yeah.
No
and now
shit.
I can't tell you that you're crazy because you don't care if people who aren't like you live or die.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's when we got to put you in a box and close it.
That's right.
And, and put a diaper
on. Right.
And private prisons. I've always been a private prisons guy. You guys know that.
I've always been a private prisons guy.
Yeah, I'm with you. My main problem with the prison industrial complex is that it doesn't make enough money.
It's not private enough, actually.
Yeah.
Totally. I want to sell them bad meat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm a diaper prisons guy.
Take away
guy.
Their TVs and give them fucking cat toys. That's what I say.
I say take away their cat toys and give them weapons.
Yeah.
That's right. And give them a pussy.
And give all of them a pussy.
Put all the violent offenders in prison, give half of them pussies, and just see if it gets worked out.
Yes.
and it gets worked out.
Let's airdrop diapers in prison and then see if it gets worked out.
Let's take a break. Trigger
Man.
Warning, we're
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
We were talking about suicide. Have you heard that Violent Femmes have... So, like, their first album, you know, it sounds like... It just sounds like a 14-year-old screaming and banging on a bucket.
Nice.
And I love it. Mm-hmm. And then the band got like a little better and bigger. And I like the later stuff too. But there's one song on a later album that sounds like one of those songs
banging
on the first
on
album.
Bucket.
And it's called Out the Window. Do you know this song?
No.
I do know this song.
It's literally about someone killing themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Wow.
They go out the window.
I never thought about that before. Yeah. I was like, yeah, they go out the window.
They go out the window. Yeah. It's a really cute song about how they go out the window. Also, I don't know if that's what it's about. But I
kind of ascribe suicide to a lot of songs.
Oh,
I think
me too.
Going out the window. I mean, what else could it be about?
Yeah. A lot of
not taking the door.
What?
Like climbing out the window?
Not taking the door.
To go hook up with a friend? Climbing off the ceiling?
So you're saying that on the first floor of a house,
you
they go out the
window?
Well, you know, all right.
Have you ever been
the door? They don't like it.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever
or been... they would get caught, or there's so many reasons to not go out the
Have
door.
You ever been a drunk and thought, this might be kind of more fun if I do the window this time?
Okay. yeah, something about the fact that they're called the Violent Femmes makes me think
it's
it isn't like...
It's probably a suicide.
They go out
the window. Out the window to the wall. To
wish
the sweat drum,
from the
sludge, my friend. Sweat
you know, a lot of people don't realize that song is about suicide.
Jumper? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. People are dumb.
Are you kidding?
Because the only part they know is the part that's like, I would understand. Yeah.
But the line right before that is like, I'm going to kill myself. If you kill yourself.
You don't want to see me again. So people think it's like a breakup song.
And isn't suicide the biggest fuck you breakup to do?
Yeah. I think murder suicide is kind of romantic, though.
So romantic. And that's how we'll go out, you and I.
Do you want my you want my next respectfully?
Yeah,
is that
give
what
it
I should
to
do?
Us.
Yeah, I guess I'll stop talking about murder, suicide, being
romantic. Would you shut the respectfully shut the fuck up?
Thank God. Someone
Good
finally
Lord,
said it.
Good Lord, dude.
What if that was your second?
Yeah.
Respectfully, Lizzie, shut the fuck up. I'm sick of it.
Up.
Man.
And valid.
You get a brand new pussy, and all of a sudden.
Yeah. You're talking out of both lips now.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a new pussy so it could talk.
No, this is a big one for me. This is like, I get upset about this, and I will say, I also realize that. I am gonna get upset about this. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Some things you
Self-aware.
Just are like, here's the thing about it. All right, I'll say it. Respectfully, you are in my fucking way.
Oh,
dude, you are in my way. You are in everyone's way.
Yep.
Everyone is in everyone's fucking way. Mm-hmm. And you need to start knowing that.
Yeah.
And like, so why the qualifications I was about to make were like, I realized that these are just like tiny little micro frustrations at people on the street. And as a result, I don't call people out on it because it's one of those things where like if I say it, all of a sudden I'm a guy yelling at somebody on the fucking street.
It's a big deal.
And it's 100 times what it was before. But that's the thing. That's the thing. People that don't think in a considerate manner about everyone else on the street never get called on it because the rest of us don't want to be insane. But like 50% of the population or more, you just barrel out of a store. You throw a door open. I'm walking down the street. Look out.
Yeah.
If you're walking down the street and you need to stop and look at your phone, I might be behind you. Pull the fuck over, dude.
Yeah.
This I'm walking here thing, it's real.
It is.
We
real.
Are walking here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my... If the sidewalk gets wider out of nowhere, you and your friends don't now have more space.
Yeah.
You have a contained amount of space on the... That's the respectful amount... Oh my God!
I hate
also,
a lollygagger.
You don't have to call an Uber in the middle of the sidewalk.
No, you don't.
Nobody's ever had to call an Uber.
You know
in the
where
middle
you don't have to.
And the only people who do that, by the way, are people who still somehow in 2024 don't know how to fucking work the Uber app,
dude.
Yeah.
Also, I realize that for a lot of us, when you get out of the subway, you have to look at your Google Maps again and change it from train to walking, so you know where to go.
Yeah.
But you know where you don't do that? Right at the top of the fucking stairs,
I mean,
where everyone's walking out.
Lose it.
Dude, it is like, it's so many people that I can't believe it.
I know.
It is a very simple type of consideration that you just need to have for other human beings. And I like, for me, it goes way further. It's like, anytime I ever change direction, I look over my shoulder, I look over the other one.
Same.
Maybe I pull over.
I do it like I'm driving.
If here's one of the most infuriating ones. If you have stopped and you're looking at your phone, when you start walking again, that affects other people.
Yeah.
And so many people will literally be stopped and I'll just be walking. And right when I get right next to them, they'll decide to start walking again. And now we're walking in tandem up the sidewalk together.
Right.
We're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah,
dude. Let me walk the fuck by you before you decide to get started again.
Also, I know nobody knows this about me, but I do stand-up comedy at night and on the weekends. And the thing about at night and on the weekends is people are drunk.
Right.
And sometimes when you do stand-up comedy, you're in a hurry to get from one place to another.
Yeah.
And sometimes the fastest way to do that is to walk.
Right.
And that happens to me all the time, where I have one spot in the East Village and then another spot in like Gramercy, and I gotta walk. That's the fastest way for me to get there. And all of you are walking out of a bar with a group of seven.
Fucking lollygagging.
And then standing on the sidewalk and deciding where to go next.
The Lower East Side is the worst place.
Hell. I will bring a gun to your house.
And you know why? It's because, I mean, and by the way, people who live in New York City and who have lived in New York City for years are not exempt from this at all. But in a concentrated area where people are visiting from fucking Hoboken, and it's always Hoboken.
Yeah. And even if they live here, they've lived here for like a year.
Yeah. Right. They are like, you're not real. The side, just like, think about where you are and what the functional purpose is for the place that you are. The sidewalk is for people to walk.
Yes.
So if you're standing around, get the fuck out of the way.
This has also gotten much worse with the invention of the gazebo in a bike lane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The little hut
yeah.
that's in a bike lane for outdoor dining.
For you to take pictures in.
And now bars have them.
Yeah.
So, like, half the friend group is in the hut. Half the friend group is on the sidewalk. I'm trying to get where I need to go. And now I have to literally walk through your hang to get there. And I've also been in a hang that's congregating on the sidewalk. And I'm very aware of how annoying we're being. And it gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
You know what the worst of this is? Subways. You are standing where the door opens.
Oh my God, I'll kill you dead.
And you do not either step out of the train or move in. You just stand there like a roadblock. I push those people. I shoulder
Good
check them. And I'm like, fuck you. Unless they're a little scary and I feel like they're going to kill me.
Also, people who get people who get on the train before you get off the train.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You raised by wolves?
That's so rampant. And getting on elevator. People like...
Because
here's the thing. It's one thing. It's already annoying and horrible and I fucking hate you if you're getting on the train before you let me get off. But some people, you'll be getting off the train and they'll be getting on and they'll be mad at you for not letting them on.
I know. Dude. Also, if you use like a little one brain cell, you can figure out that me getting off leaves more room in the train for you to get on.
I'm going to take this one step further, too,
take
by the way.
Sing it, sister.
There are exceptions to this rule that are rooted in humanity. Mm-hmm. For example, people in a like motorized wheelchair get a break.
Yeah.
And but I will say that all the people that are just fucking stopping and starting and not looking around, they're in the people in the wheelchair's way also.
Yeah.
And
of course.
That's what really drives me crazy. I see people almost bowl over an old lady all the fucking time on
the
streets.
I've found that largely elderly and disabled people, because they have to be, are way more around or are way more aware of their spatial awareness than people who are not. Like, if you watch like a little old lady or a blind person walking around in New York,
they'll stop a lot.
Dude, blind person.
But they're
in New
not
York
gonna
is...
stop in the middle of the fucking sidewalk.
I meant to like let people by.
Yeah, totally. They're totally like aware of what's going on, and they're moving out of the way of someone who's walking and on their phone at the same time, who isn't even noticing them.
Blind person in New York is the highest level of gangster you could ever fucking be. Blind person in New York fucking city.
It's incredible.
Yes.
Totally.
There is one phone thing that I will excuse, and I think sometimes this happens and we don't realize it. You get a crazy phone call or a crazy text and you stop.
Yes,
and
totally.
I've been that guy. But
look, we all fuck up, first of all.
Yeah.
And there's exceptions to every rule.
Yeah.
I'll also say, so like I'm talking about people in wheelchairs and older people. You know who don't get a pass from me are people with kids. I don't care.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my way.
Thank you. People with kids love especially the getting on the train before you get off.
Oh,
yeah.
They love getting their six fucking kids on the train.
And it's like,
be able to just have Ubers.
Decide for you to have kids in fucking Brooklyn, man.
Yes.
I know. I get it. It is difficult. You got a whole crew, and I do have a certain degree of sympathy for you, but you got to have sympathy for me, and I'm trying to get somewhere, and I'll get out of your way, but if you just think that you get the entire stairwell because you have two kids, fuck
you.
You also
have, like, what is the word I'm looking
pussy?
For?
Stroller?
Pussy.
You have your dead dad's pussy.
You have an obligation, in my opinion, to teach your kid how to be polite on a sidewalk.
100%.
Yeah.
Nobody else
is
going to teach them that. Oh. You are the person who teaches your kid that you let people off the subway before they get on.
Yeah.
So when you're just grabbing them by the elbow and yanking them onto the subway before I get off, you're teaching them the exact wrong thing.
Totally.
I'm also
not to mention
and now
like
you're going to raise an entitled little brat who's going to kill a woman.
Yeah. classic.
Or just might die young because they just don't know that you don't get the fuck out of the way when people are, when huge people are moving by you.
Yeah, also if you don't teach them how to be aware of their surroundings, they could get hit by a fucking delivery guy on a bike.
Yeah. Or just get punched in the face.
If you have kids in New York City, do you have to be rich maybe a little bit?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm kind of like,
I think it's different
Jersey.
If you're like...
Well, that depends.
If your family if your family is here and from here, I get it.
That's
a different thing. But if you are a transplant who moved to New York and now you're like...
Having kids at everyone.
In your 40s and you want to have kids at everyone... There is such a thing as Long Island.
That's what I'm saying.
And I implore you to look into
it. Yeah.
Jersey.
Yeah,
there's plenty
like,
of room
so
out there.
It's so hard to have kids in the city. I'm like, then
go.
Don't.
There are plenty of
people who don't have an option because they live,
That's
they
what
like
I'm
grew
saying.
Up. Yeah,
sure. If you're from here and your work and your family and everything, blah, 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 is here. But especially if like, I know so many people because I'm from upstate New York. Whose like parents live an hour outside the city?
Mm-hmm.
Go live near them. Go live down the street from them. They'll always babysit, and you won't be in my way.
Yeah, I agree.
Or live here and just know that you're still a guy here.
Yeah,
we don't care. You're not special. Mm-hmm. You decided to have kids here. Just we'll be nice to you. You'll be nice to us. But your big stroller doesn't make you better than me.
Yeah.
I'm better for the environment.
Also, dogs.
Than you.
I love that you have a dog, but it doesn't make you get more like to break more rules than me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. There's a system.
There's a system.
That's right. That's goddamn right.
There's a system, and I'm gonna start death penaltying people for this.
And if you don't, prisons,
and more people in prison.
Kids in prison.
The cool thing about ending.
Go.
The cool thing about saying this in New York is that people are willing to hear you because there's so many people. I used to say this when I lived in LA, and I remember people being like, "Well, that's just too much to ask of people."
Really?
Really?
Well, because you're just so less frequently on the street.
Yeah.
But it's not any better or worse. People are just in general.
That's
I think
bonkers.
A great many people aren't considerate in general.
Yes.
And then many people are like in their own head on the street, and you just like should be. Thinking about other people, man.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
This is my last one. But for some reason are there so many people that don't walk straight? And I don't mean they're disabled.
Sorry.
People are just on their phone like fucking and I'm like trying to get by you and you're like doing a little like swervy dance all over the fucking sidewalk.
The other version of this
is this Andrea?
I don't walk straight.
There's no fucking idea where
she's going. I'm sorry.
There's another version of this that I will freak out. A couple holding hands.
Nope.
Doing the thing where they're stretching out the hands
and
swinging back together.
That is next level.
Go to a park!
Yeah. One time I was really worked up about this, and I think I was even with Kenny. And I was like, the rule should be that if you're in a couple, you walk in a straight line.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I do is my boyfriend tucks his dick between his legs, and I hold it from the back, and then we walk around like
that. Oh, that's perfect.
Instead of holding hands.
I'm also
that
taller
work for
than
me
my
I have a pussy.
So our hand-holding is awkward, and I'm like, enough with it.
Yeah.
Enough with it. Put me in the baby Bjorn.
My boyfriend and I hold hands, but then when someone's coming towards us, we just fucking bink.
Yep.
My girlfriend's like 6-7 inches tall, so I'll just pick her up now.
Pick her up.
You
can
just
put her in my pocket.
You can throw her to where you're going.
That's
and meet
right.
Her there.
Okay.
I got a strong arm.
I will say though, like, yes, I agree that people should be considerate. I think I'm a considerate person in like my being and essence. I don't think I'm like a rude bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But you are bad at walking around.
I'm bad at walking around. I don't realize it. I'm truly. I can't walk in a straight line to save my fucking life, and I've never been able to do that. And if I don't get offended when people steer me. I'll say this. You can steer me. Mm-hmm. You can push me around. You can put me in the gutter, so I stay in my lane. I don't know what's up with my brain.
Well,
like, I only watch Silence of the Lambs, and I can't walk in a straight line, and like that's just what it's cooked like that.
I think it's fair to ask those of us who get incensed about this to come to you a little bit.
Oh yeah,
I think that's fair.
No, and I've had people come to me and I'm like, I will work on it.
I just mean like acknowledging that people are people. That's the other reason that I don't ever like freak out. I've never once called someone out about it in the moment. Except I think one time it was just so egregious that it's like, dude, you almost pushed me into a fucking car or whatever. But it's like, yeah, it's never a big enough infraction to like really lose it. I just really wish that in general, and you already do this, so that's it. That's all I'm really asking is that people think about the fact that there are other people around no matter what. Yeah. Even if you can't see them.
Yeah.
You know, they might be behind you.
They might be invisible.
Yeah.
Right. They might be out to get you. Yeah. They might be
invisible and conspiring.
They
to
might
kill
be in
you.
The
They
CIA.
Might know your address. They might be in your bushes.
They could be in your skin.
They might be Ronald
people,
Reagan.
Right. The people who have drugged you and are going to kill you soon have feelings too.
Yeah. And stop being so triggered about it. You woke left pussy boy.
Yeah. You fucking put your diaper on, shit your pants, and shut up. Idiot. Gotta love being a man.
Dave, where can they find you and follow you? Where do we get to see your diaper on the internet?
Oh, man. My favorite thing lately is my podcast. I have a podcast with Caleb Sinan called Billionaires Are Good.
Awesome.
We pick a billionaire every week and so talk about how great they are.
Love that.
I'm at Dave to the Ross on everything. DaveTotheRoss. And that's my website, DaveToTheRoss.com, and Instagram and all that shit.
Dave also does a lot of visual and prop-based gags on the internet.
That's true.
And I love
thanks.
Dave made me a website that you can check out. It's lizzie.guns.beer.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Man, you know, So I've been putting out a record a month
this year.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Which is another thing that I suppose I would love people to check out. It's there's a website for it, onerecordamonth.davetotheross.com.
Yeah.
And so I'm like putting out a 7-inch record every month. I've put out 9 so far. We're recording this in September. 3 left. And so I love it. It's cool. It is hard to get people's eyes on it.
Yeah.
Because it is not at all what anyone's doing right now.
Yeah.
So I implore you to check it out.
Because it's not a ticky-tocky.
That's right.
Yeah, like
it's not a hot
or the TikToks.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I couldn't put it on your gram face. And but also one of the I'm glad I did it. It's like a cool like
their
sort of
records
bucket
are
list
cool
thing.
Looking.
They are
thank
too.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and
one of the
on
downsides
gram
of it is that it has taken me away from the other like visual dumb shit I haven't made a website in a while.
But it'll always be there.
Put up a Joe Biden flyer in a long time.
I like the Joe Biden.
So
we're
getting back to those. Yeah. In 2025.
Well, lizzie.guns.beer is still there.
That's right.
And it'll always be there.
Also, tim.manly.website.
Yep.
This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What was Kevin's? Kevin.dammit.lol. And
where is mine? How about this?
Oh, shit.
Make one for me, and then respectfully, listeners, go comment on it.
Oh, shit.
If
okay.
If I may ask.
So actually, the last one I made was for our friend that we lost.
Yeah.
Right.
And my plan was, so by the time I was making his, I realized like, okay, these need to not look like shit.
Yeah.
So his looks really good, and everyone else's look like
his
shit.
So
I kind of like that they look like shit, but that's just my...
His was so
yeah,
funny.
I like that it looks like shit, but I'm like sort of learning in making these visual gags that on Instagram, like, you don't make your way into the algorithm if it doesn't look visually appealing.
Yeah, sure.
And so even though I love shit that looks punk, I have to sort of like make this
You're
concession in order to get it to people.
She's maturing.
His is coolcomedian.com.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is so
and- I can't believe that existed, that no one had
I
that.
I know, totally.
That's amazing.
It's so funny.
And so I will... when I get back to it, and I'm going to make this promise right now. I don't know when it'll be, but when I get back to it, Andrea, you're the first.
Andrea.prisons.pussy.
You can't buy that one.
All
they
right,
haven't made
pussy.
Dot pussy. The ones I own are
pussy.
guns.beer, manly.website, dammit.lol, and coolcomedian.com. We can look around for more.
I will cover the cost of the domain.
Oh, okay, great.
And
you pick a domain and you let me know.
All right.
And we'll make
dot dogface dot pig.
Yeah.
Dot wooden fucker was
pig dot Andrea dot dog. That's
yeah.
probably
hey,
yeah.
Dot Andrea dot dog.
Yeah,
is pretty good.
We could do that one.
Lizzie, where can they find you?
Oh, I also bought better than your dot mom. Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
Dave's such a fun follow, guys. Is the thesis
Thank
of this?
You.
He's it's so funny. Listen to his pod, Lizzie. What about you?
You can follow my white ass.
There we go, dude.
Lizzie Cassidy on Instagram. I have another podcast called Close Calls, and I run a show every Wednesday and Saturday in Brooklyn called Comedians You Should Know. Also, I'll be in Chicago November 12th to the 18th. I'll put all those dates in my Instagram. Come to a show.
Hell yeah. Follow me at, follow my dad's pussy at Andrea Comedy 69 on Instagram and TikTok. Our clips are out on respectfully_pod on Instagram as well. And as always, follow the YouTube, comment, like, subscribe. Goodbye.
Hey.
And we're out. That was so fun. Thank you.